The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 103. The basic problem on board the Stadzon was that the engine room guys did not like the freight guys, and vice versa. The chief engineer and the second engineer, as essentially officers, were not involved, but the other guys who worked in the engine room and the guys who handled the freight and worked the deck hated each other. I never did figure out what the original source of the problem was, but these guys were always at each other. There were snide comments whenever they bumped into each other, and a certain amount of screwing with each other's stuff, and I guess more than one instance of violence. The ship's officers, that is the first mate Evangelos, the second mate, a quiet man whose name I never did learn, the chief engineer and the second engineer, seemed mostly oblivious. At least they never said or did anything to indicate that they were even aware of the problem. Only the captain ever got involved, and that seemed to be only sporadically. Every once in a while, I guess, he would fly off the handle and shriek at everyone involved. Then he would storm out of the room and go back to his cabin. This resolved nothing. The big kerfuffle that happened when we were on board occurred only a day out of Halifax. I was starting to feel like I was close to being home, and I was relaxing a bit. Well, relaxing as much as I could, given the demands of the job and of Stosh. It was lunchtime, and I had gone into the mess to give the steward Randy the huge tray of raisin pie that was to be dessert. I saw, as soon as I walked into the room, that one of the engine room guys was seated right next to a deckhand. This was unusual. Those guys were normally as far away from each other as was possible in that tiny space. At any rate, I was looking right at them when it happened. I felt as the parade watchers must have felt that day as they saw Gavrilo Princip break from the crowd towards the Archduke. This can't be good. As the engine room guy raised his cup to his lips, the deckhand deliberately knocked his elbow. I heard the cup bang the grease monkey's teeth and saw the hot coffee slop onto the front of his none too clean shirt. The engineering guy sprung to his feet and wildly looked round for something to hit the deckhand with. His eyes came to rest on me. And then they dropped down and espied the tray of hot raisin pie. Before I knew what was happening, raisin pie was flying everywhere. I was knocked to the ground as deckhands and engineers both seized huge handfuls of the stuff and flung it at their foes. The melee was short but intense. Raisin pie covered every square inch of the room, including all its inhabitants. The ferocious food fight only came to an end when Captain Euros Dikaiopoulos stepped into the doorway and received, for his troubles, a faceful of piping hot, you guessed it, raisin pie.